Hi everyone, I'm Amelia and I'm 5 years old.
Hi, I'm Zosha and I'm 8 years old.
Hi everyone, this is Mommy.
What's up everyone, I'm Daddy.
And you're listening to...
It's Movie Night.
And this week we watched Ice Age.
20th Century Fox and Blue Sky Studios put out this animation in 2002. It's rated PG and has a runtime of 1 hour and 21 minutes. Some other kid-friendly films Fox put out around this time were Joe Somebody and Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones.
Amelia, what would you say this movie's about?
It's about tigers who want to eat a baby inside a village, but the mom saves the baby and she gives it to another animals, and the animals need to bring it back to the daddy.
That's right. This movie is about a sloth, a mammoth, and a saber-toothed tiger as they venture a great distance to reunite a human baby to his tribe. Sounds simple until you add treacherous landscapes, hungry predators, and an ice age to the mix.
Some familiar voices. Diego the Sabretooth is voiced by Dennis Leary. We know him the most as Bill, the stepdad in The Sandlot. He's also Francis the Ladybug in A Bug's Life. And he plays Captain Stacy in the Amazing Spider-Man franchise. Sid the Sloth is John Leguizamo. He is Luigi Mario in the live-action Super Mario Brothers movie. Bruno Madrigal in Encanto. And he plays Clown in Spawn for some older kids and parents. Manny the Mammoth is Ray Romano. He's not really in anything kid-friendly unless you count Everybody Loves Raymond, where he plays Ray Barone. It was a TV network show, so general audiences approved. More recently, we saw him as Terry, the dad, in the movie The Big Sick. And then a couple other names we thought worth mentioning were the saber-toothed tigers. Zeke is voiced by Jack Black, who we just talked about for School of Rock. Oscar is Diedrich Bader from The Drew Carey Show. And Lenny is voiced by none other than Alan Tudyk. Pick a Disney movie, guys. Amelia, where did we hear him most recently?
Valentino the Goat from Wish.
Yes, the newest movie, Wish, which of course he does an amazing job in.
And then the directors of this movie are Chris Wedge and Carlos Saldana. They both directed the movie Robots a few years later, but Chris Wedge made the movie Epic and Monster Trucks, and he also does the voice of Scrat in this movie. Carlos Saldana did Ice Age the Meltdown and Dawn of the Dinosaurs, and then he also made both Rio movies, which we enjoy. So, Mommy, you said this movie came out in 2002. What age were you when you first saw this movie, and do you remember liking it?
So I am pretty sure I saw this movie in theaters, which would have made me 10 in 2002, and I loved it right off the bat. I thought it was funny. I liked the animation, because at the time, it was different. It didn't look like a Disney movie, and all the characters were just fun. I liked it. It was a good friendship movie. What about you?
I did see this in theaters. I remember liking it a bunch as well. You know, at the time, there was Shrek and, like, Toy Story 2 was around, so this was a new animation. Like you had said, it's not Disney, so you're getting used to something else, and I remember liking it a lot.
It just seemed like it was a lot sillier than Disney movies. There was a lot more of that, like, slapstick comedy, if you will.
This is Amelia's first time watching it. Zosha, do you remember the first time that you watched this movie?
No, but I do know I have watched it before.
And you did like it before, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because this was your pick for your birthday, right?
Yeah.
You're 8 now. Everybody heard it in the beginning intro. It's changed. So we usually use this beginning part just to talk about the movie a little bit. Not exactly positives or negatives, but just things that we want to talk about. David Newman does the music for this movie, and I didn't notice it at first, but I was like, man, this sounds super familiar. He does the music for Jingle All the Way, Anastasia, and Matilda. And I just thought that was a fun thing to bring up for everybody.
Another thing we didn't realize is this franchise now has 5 movies, 7 shorts, 2 TV specials, and a spin-off movie about a side character, Buck. Crazy. I didn't realize that they had this much of a resume since 2002.
Yeah, so if you like this movie, there's a ton of other things that you could check out.
Lots of options on Disney+.
Amelia, you said that there was a character that you liked in this movie that's kind of a character, but not a main character. Who was it?
The squirrel.
His name is Scrat. They never say it in the movie, and I don't know why, but I don't... And I don't even know how I know this name, because they never say it, do they, Mommy?
No, they don't. I think it's just from credits.
Yeah. Zosha, do they say this name at all?
No.
Yeah, it's super crazy. So what do you like about Scrat, Amelia?
At the very beginning of the movie, when he's at that, like, icy place, and he tries to put his nut down, and then he like cracks it open, the like snow all open, and then the water's frozen. Then he forgot his nut since it was so stuck, so he tries to get it.
Yeah, he tries to get his acorn. The entire movie he's trying to get the acorn, right?
Yeah.
It's super funny. And then what happens at the end, Zosha?
He loses his acorn, and then he shakes this tree, or maybe just knocks into it, and then a coconut falls down. He's like, oh!
Yeah, then what does he try to do with the coconut?
He tries to bury it again, and then the sand just cracks.
And then what happens?
The volcano explodes.
Yes, the volcano explodes. It's a cool scene.
But my real character in this... inside this movie is the sloth.
You like Sid the Sloth the best?
Yeah.
He's pretty cool.
Did you have a favorite scene with Sid?
I like all the scenes with Sid.
I like the scene when Sid the Sloth is trying to get food for the baby.
I bet he's hungry.
And then they find some watermelon, and then they have to fight the dodo birds.
That is a very good scene. I liked that scene a lot when I was younger, too, because what happens? He gets this watermelon, and what happens next?
It's like that all the dodo birds are like stacking up on their backs, and they're and like one of the stacks were like fell off a cliff, and one of them fell in the fire.
And then it goes in slow motion, and he jumps over all of them, and then what does he do? Yeah.
He's just dancing around because he saved the watermelon for the baby, and then he smashed it on the ground.
Ah, Sid! Now we gotta find more food.
And then the baby just started eating it.
I really like when they get inside the glaciers for like the shortcut to get to the pass, and it turns into like an ice slide water park, if you will. Yeah. That it looks so fun. I remember being a kid like, I want to do that.
This would be a cool ride.
It would.
Disney needs to get on it. Disney owns the rights to this now, this Blue Sky Entertainment, or Blue Sky Studios. So Disney should make like a kid's slide or something. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, Animal Kingdom needs some more things to spice it up, some more attractions for kids other than it just being a gigantic zoo. It would be a fun play area.
This would be cool for Blizzard Beach because everything there is like ice and snow themed.
Yes, duh, of course. Yeah, Animal Kingdom or Blizzard Beach, yeah, man.
That'd be super cool.
Some good marketing right there. It's already half decorated.
It is. So one of the things I really like before they actually get to the slides is when they're walking through this ice area, there's things that are frozen in the ice. Zosha, do you remember what's frozen in the ice?
They're like a T-Rex, and then there's like an alien spaceship in there, too.
Yeah, and this part is weird because we like it as like nerds, Mommy, yes. When the baby does the Vulcan salute with his hands to the yes. spaceship. Super cool.
And like, it makes a little like alien music track for a second.
Yeah. And then I don't know what it is, like the evolution of man they kind of show, but it's done through Sid.
Yes.
Where you see like smaller, just eyes.
He starts off as a fish.
Yes.
And you see them go from like a sea creature to a land creature. It's funny.
It was super cool. And now let's talk some positives. So I really like Diego in this movie because Diego gets to pick between new and old friends. He's got his old pack of saber-toothed tigers. And they're toxic. You could tell that they're just bad friends. I mean, they're just bad influences on him. But he realizes that later on in the movie, and it's great that he chooses this new herd because he doesn't like Sid. He doesn't really like Manny. The entire time, he just wants to get this baby for his pack. And he realizes later on that, you know, things that you do is that you look out for your herd. You take care of one another. And he learns this through Manny. And that's a very cool scene that they have because Manny saves him, and it's just a beautiful thing. So this is a positive, is that he learns to pick the right friends.
You could have died trying to save me.
That's what you do in a herd. You look out for each other.
Well, thanks.
I don't know about you guys, but we are the weirdest herd I've ever seen.
It's never too late to change your mind and do the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
With that, Manny's kind of on the same track. He learns to heal from his past by realizing he doesn't need to be alone. He, too, remembers what it's like to be in a herd. He remembers what it's like to be surrounded by others and that friends can help you when you're feeling down. And it's beautiful.
And we already mentioned a few times that, you know, between Sid being a sloth and Diego the saber-tooth and Manny being a mammoth, we also have this human kid that they're trying to get back to his tribe, his parents, or his dad. And it's really cool that you see this cross-species diversity, that these characters get along with each other and they have this common ground. And it's really nice because I think humans, you know, us, the audience in general, need to take this into consideration that, hey, just because the color of your skin or what you do on your free time or what who you choose to love shouldn't separate us as human beings. We need to have species diversity. If someone's different, doesn't mean you have to stay away. Acknowledge them, love them. We need to love each other. And that's something that these characters do, and it's just a beautiful thing.
Yes, they're their own band of misfits, despite their backgrounds.
And then one of the last things I want to bring up for positives is the animation. Mommy differs a tiny bit, but we'll get into that in a moment. But the glaciers look amazing. The animals, they look really cool. There's parts where Sid has like wet fur. The mud doesn't look as good when he's in the mud bath, but there are scenes where he has wet fur from the rain, and it looks really cool. He looks like a wet sloth. And then there's lava scenes. There's a lot of cool stuff that I was like, wow, this looks good, especially for its time when, like I had said, you know, Shrek is out and, you know, Toy Story 2 and stuff like that. We're used to those things. And this was kind of, you know, paving the way for Blue Sky Entertainment to do their thing. So what is the negative that you want to bring up, though, Mommy?
So the animation negative for this movie is definitely the humans. They look a little wonky. It's like, for anybody who played Sims, when you tried to edit the facial features and you just got crazy looking angles when you turned them to the side, like that's kind of like, I know they're nomads. I know they're not going to have the human features that we know today.
Yeah.
But still, when they turned to the side and they were running, it was a little video game-esque.
I agree 100%. I think that for its time, you know, it does look good. And like you had said, you know, these are not developed human beings. These are Homo sapiens from that time. But they do just look super, I don't know, it's just the way that the light reflects off the skin. They didn't get it right. I'm not sure what it is. I'm not an animation major, but I could say that it just looks super weird.
Yeah, they did a great job on the animals. Humans needed some work. Maybe that's why there's no more humans in the rest of the franchise.
Maybe. That's a good point. Spoiler warning.
So the biggest negative that we found with this movie is Sid, honestly. We all love Sid, but what happens to Sid a lot, girls?
He gets picked on.
He does. He gets picked on a lot. His family leaves him every single year for the migration. He's told he smells, he'll never find a mate, his intelligence level is low, so many things. And while a lot of this might be true, because we do see him do clumsy things and make mistakes and mess up a rhino's lunch, it's not polite to make fun of things people can't help about themselves. Sid was just born clumsy, that's the way he is, and we know people like that in real life. You know someone who's always tripping or spilling things on themselves, that's just unique to them, and we shouldn't put them down for it.
Yeah, Sid's a really good representation of just self-love. He's very self-aware of how he is in his everyday life, and he knows he's clumsy, and he knows that he's going to mess things up, but he's always positive. And I think that's one of the best things about this movie is that he's able to pass his positivity over to Diego. He could pass his positivity over to Manny, and it's just wonderful.
It is, and it's one of those things where I feel like, in the end, it does make Manny and Diego reflect on the way they treat Sid, because when Sid's done being like, oh, whatever, they have like a little smile to themselves. They have a little like heartwarming moment of, you know, you're goofy, but you make me smile.
Yeah, there's a scene in particular where they're all ice skating, and Sid is way better at ice skating than everybody else. Manny's kind of falling down.
Diego's definitely falling down.
Yeah. And he's kind of rubbing it in their face. He's like,
hiya, Manny. Hiya, Diego.
And he falls. He trips and he hits himself in the head. And then they all walk past and they're like,
hey, Sid.
But they acknowledge in a way that they weren't good at it. But here, we're going to use this time to gloat, even though he was better at something, and kind of take that away from him.
But it was more in a friend way, a way you would joke around with your friend rather than a mean way.
Yeah.
Whereas Manny starts off very mean with Sid.
He is.
I even like when he's like dancing on the ice.
Yeah, he's like spinning. He's very good at ice skating.
He's doing figure eights and stuff.
Triple axles.
But yeah, the only other part I'd say that bothered me about Manny was at the very beginning when he's like, why do I have to do it? Because you're small and insignificant. Because I will pummel you. And he's just like getting in his face.
Yeah.
Really, like, that was the only part you're like, ooh, Manny, chill. But he does learn from it.
Yep. Lots of lessons. So what kind of negatives come with parental guidance, Mommy?
So language is completely clean. You won't have to worry about anything there. Violence-wise, most of it is slapstick cartoon violence with Scrap being smashed by a migration herd at the start of the film. And just everything with Sid. Sid is constantly getting bumped around and gets Manny mixed into a fight with some rhinos. There is a more serious violence in terms of the saber-toothed tigers attacking the human camp to kidnap and ultimately eat the leader's baby. That's pretty dark. And then the mother escapes with the baby by throwing herself into a waterfall. Later on, more human and animal violence is shown through cave paintings as we learn Manny's backstory. Scary? There's nothing scary in this movie unless maybe they're 2 years old and they see the tigers come to start fighting. Maybe that'll spook them a little bit, but...
There's a funny scene where Diego is playing peekaboo with the baby.
Where's the baby? There he is!
He's a saber-toothed tiger. He's got long teeth. He's scary.
He looks vicious.
And it's made to be comedic, but it could be scary for some.
Grown-up stuff, there's not too much. We see Sid using the baby to attract a couple female sloths. The struggles that Diego and Manny have regarding their views on life-changing may go over small kids' heads, but all in all, it's straightforward. Both of their hearts change for the better despite their pasts. Lastly, cry factor. Manny's backstory could cause some tears. It is very sad. However, the very end got me. The relief in the father's eyes of finding his son was so touching, along with Manny's tears of what I assume are joy of saving a child the way he wished someone could have saved his own.
As for an age recommendation, you know your kids better than we do. We're just here to give you our opinions. We showed Zosia this movie when she was maybe 2 or 3, and Amelia we showed when she was 2 or 3 as well, but Amelia doesn't remember it. So I'm going to say 2 or 3 would be a fine age to show your kids. The younger ones might have some problems and not understand everything that's going on with like the cave paintings with Manny, but they're still going to be entertained because the characters are just funny.
Yeah, Sid'll carry the little toddlers through this movie.
And then Rotten Tomato critics have this movie certified fresh at 77%, which is a thumbs up. Audiences have it at an 82%, which is also a thumbs up. Let's see how it holds up in our house. Zosia, do you give Ice Age a thumbs up, a thumbs middle, or a thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
Why thumbs up?
Because it's really funny and good.
It's a solid review.
Okay, Amelia, how about you?
Thumbs middle.
A thumbs middle? Why a thumbs middle?
It's okay, but it's not my favorite.
That's fine. Mommy?
So this is a rewatch for both of us, and I was coming into this thinking for sure I'd give it a thumbs middle, but I'm actually going to switch it to a thumbs up. This movie still holds up. I still like it as much as I watched it when I was a kid. The jokes land, the lessons are good. So yeah, I recommend it. What about you, Daddy?
I was very torn on this movie as well. I expected to give it a thumbs middle, and oh man, it's so tough. I think I'm going to keep it a thumbs middle. It's a good movie. I like it a lot. I will watch this over. Not over and over, but I will watch it over again. I think a thumbs up is fine, though, as well. I'm not going to knock anybody who says this movie's really good because it is really good.
It's a coin toss for you.
Yes. And if any of you would like to add Ice Age to your movie night list, it is currently streaming on Disney Plus or available across platforms.
And after watching, let us know if you give it thumbs up, thumbs middle, or thumbs down.
And when you want to let us know what you think about the movie, please find us on social media. We like to post pictures of us on our movie nights, letting you know what snacks and sweets we're eating. We post a dad joke as well as a sneak peek clip theme to the episode coming out that week. It's a fun place to hang out.
Our Facebook is It's Movie Night, and our Instagram is It's Movie Night Pod. Thank you for listening. Join us next week for another movie night. Bye.